Praise the Lord, and God bless you, everyone, in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bishop Horace Michael, pastor of the Beulah Tabernacle Church, and this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible teaches us that men ought to always pray and not to faint, and on this day, Tuesday, May the 11th, in the year 2021, we are turning our hearts to God in prayer by the direction of the Holy Spirit. I feel impressed upon my spirit because of things that have been going on, things that's been going on in the community, things that's been going on around the country, things that have been going on around the globe, and even things that have been going on in our congregation amongst the blessed people of God, those who are the apple of God's eye. Tonight, by the direction of the Holy Spirit, we are turning this night into a night of fervent, passionate, intercessory prayer. The Bible says that men ought to always pray and not to faint. It gives us the firm foundation and confidence that the effectual fervent prayer that is purposeful and passionate, not lazy, not misdirected, not misguided, not flesh oriented, but the kind of prayer that causes heaven to touch earth, the sound of earth reaching to heaven and heaven touching earth. And so tonight we have assembled ourselves. There are prayer leaders that will be taking 5 minutes apiece to lead us to the throne of grace. I am even now dealing with a circumstance and situation that the enemy has tried to use to bring pain and misery into our home, but the devil is a liar. We are yet steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, always knowing that our labors are not in vain. And so as I know that the enemy fights us individually, I know the enemy fights us within our country. I know the enemy even tries to fight us in our churches. But one thing is for sure, the Bible says where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, that the Lord is in the midst of us. And if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he heareth us. And if he hears us, we have the petition that we have desired of him. And so tonight we will posture ourselves for prayer. We will posture ourselves for power. We will posture ourselves with passion as we make our requests known unto God, knowing that the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The prayer leaders will fervently lead us in prayer as led by the Holy Spirit. They have not been given any particular directive except to allow the Holy Ghost to lead them in this prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. And no matter what we're going through, we will rejoice, for he has made us glad. I'm going to open up the prayer. We are going to go through Brother Paul, J.D. Austin. Have you given the order of the prayer leaders?
Praise the Lord, everyone. It would be the men, the women, young people, men, women, young people, men, women, young people.
Very good. I'm going to ask you all at this time to bow your heads as I open up this prayer, and then we will follow the order that has been shared by Junior Deacon Austin in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray and let us bombard heaven on behalf of the body of Christ, the people that need God's intercession, and even those that are lost in sin and need deliverance. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, you are the God that lifts us. You are the God that saves and delivers and sets free. You are the God that makes the darkness light and the wrong right and battles you fight. Hey, God, right now, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We posture ourselves in your presence, ready, Lord God, to come in with praise. We came with a ready praise. We came with a ready hallelujah. We didn't come with heaviness, Lord God, to begin this, Lord. And although we may get there in the midst of the passion and the pleas, Lord God, we start this prayer off with praise. We start this moment off with a hallelujah, thanking you that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, thanking you that you are in the midst of us. And we declare tonight, we shall not be moved. We give you glory. We give you honor because you work in all things. You work in the midst of it, Lord God, to turn it around for good. Somebody needs a turnaround right now. Lord, some man, some woman, some young person, some child, some family, Lord, they need a turnaround right now. Some congregation needs a turnaround. Oh, God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough even on this prayer tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. We trust you, Lord God of miracles, signs, and wonders, to step in as only you can. We bind the spirit of confusion. We bind the spirit of destruction. Oh, we bless the Lord that has forgiven us of all of our iniquities, who healeth us of all our diseases, who redeemeth our lives from destruction, who crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Tonight we stretch out by faith and we lift up our voice together. Hey, God, move in every home. Yay, God, move in every heart. Hey, God, do as only you can do. And I thank you that the windows of heaven are open and the fire is falling tonight. We declare and decree that there is no greater power than the power of our God. And by that power, we glorify you now, because it is the power that worketh in us. Lord, lift the heads that bow down. Lord God, lift up the hands that are weary. Lord God, strengthen the feet that are tired. Oh God, you know right now what your people need and how the enemy is trying to wear us down. But we won't be weary in well-doing, for in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Breathe afresh upon us as we lift up this praise and commit it all in your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Eternal God, our Father, we come to you right now on behalf of not just ourselves, but on behalf of all your children who are being attacked by the enemy, dear Lord. We come to you on behalf of everyone who is not aware that the things that they encounter are not just a physical issue. Your word tells us, Father, that we do not wrestle against flesh or blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And so right now, as it has been mentioned by your manservant, that there are many people who are encountering issues, who are encountering attacks, who are encountering sickness, who are encountering confusion, who are encountering issues that they cannot identify the root of. As we know that many of those issues, dear God, have a root that is spiritual, we present them to you right now. And because they are spiritual, Father, we rebuke the hand of the enemy in these people's lives, Father, because we are not under the hand of Satan, dear Lord, but we are under your guidance and your power and your protection, dear Lord. We run into you because your word tells us that anyone who runs to the name of the Lord will find a strong tower where they can be saved. So right now, Father, we lift up our hands, not with fear, dear Lord, not with doubt, but with faith, knowing that you are mighty to save, Father. You are mighty, dear God, to be able to change every situation. Just as you hovered over the face of the waters that were in darkness at the beginning of creation, dear Lord, and you spoke light into existence, we, dear Lord, receive your words that tell us that we can have peace in our lives. Just, dear Lord, like you spoke to the earth and you told it to bring forth vegetation and you told it to bring forth trees that would bear fruit. We receive that word in our lives and we recognize the reality that we can produce fruit that is pleasing to you too. And we honor you for that right now, Father. We honor you because you said that you came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And so I proclaim freedom for those who are in captivity, dear Lord. I proclaim, dear Lord, peace with you for those who are stumbling and out of the way, dear God. I proclaim even right now that more than just peace and freedom, dear Lord, that your people will go on to do mighty works. Because when you were walking amongst us, you said that if a grain of corn, dear Lord, remains alive, it will remain by itself. But if it falls into the ground and it dies, it will bear much fruit. And so in saying, dear Lord, you went to the cross and you died and you were buried in the tomb. And in being resurrected, you began that process of bearing much fruit. And we are the evidence of the fruit that you bore. And I pray even right now that even as you spoke into the lives of your disciples and the entire world was set on fire, I pray that right now, Father, that you would touch us so that not only will our lives be in alignment with you, but that, dear God, we will impact the world as you have intended for us to do. You told us to go forth, to be fruitful and to multiply. And then you came in person again and you said, go and make disciples of all the nations. And so the commandment has never changed, Father. And I pray that because it has never changed, that you would show us the many ways that you intend for us to be fruitful. I pray that you would show us the tactics and the means that you would have for us to use to make disciples of the nations. But before we go out, dear Lord, as I said, I pray that you would turn those words inward. That before, Father, that before we aim to make disciples of others, Father, I pray that you would help us to be disciples ourselves. Not just people that know your words, but people that follow what you said, dear God. Not just people that can repeat what you have said and know what we ought to do, but people that do those things, people who build their house upon the rock. And I know, dear Lord, that if we follow in your footsteps, we will never go astray. I know, dear Lord, that if we look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, just like you endured the cross that was set before you, despising the shame, we will be able to as well. Help us to keep our focus fixed on you, Father. Because the reality is, dear Lord, that we are often drawn away by the things that we see, by the things, dear God, that we think will help us to achieve our aims and our desires in this lifetime. But I heard your word tell us that you have a focus that is eternal. And so I pray that we would have that very same focus too, to impact the people that you have placed within our circle of influence, Father. Help us to impact them for you for eternity. And again, dear Lord, I pray that before we touch anyone else, that you would touch us. Hide us behind your cross. Keep us in alignment with you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you, God. We honor you. We magnify you, Jesus. We glorify your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Lord, you alone is worthy. You're worthy, mighty God, to receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Oh, Lord God, in spite of what we might be faced with even today, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Jesus, your words instructed us to bless your name at all times and to, oh God, let your praises be continually in our mouth, Lord Jesus. And we are following your instruction, my God, because your word said it, my God. In spite of what difficulties, my God, we might be faced with even right now, in spite of what challenge we might be faced with, Jesus, we are blessing your name, my God. Jesus, we are putting our cares behind us and we are worshiping you, Jesus. We lift your name on high, mighty God, because you alone is worthy. Unto thee, O God, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let us not be ashamed, mighty God. Let not our enemies triumph over us. Jesus, your people, my God, that are called by your name, we are humbling ourselves tonight before you, Jesus. Oh, God, we are repenting and turning away from our sins. Jesus, we are seeking your face, mighty God, so that you can heal us, my God, so that you can heal our land, so that you can heal whatever is not going on right around us, my God. So, God, that you can cause, oh God, peace where there is storm, mighty God. Jesus, you know each and every one of us, my God, by name and by number. Oh God, you see what we're going through, my God. Jesus, it does not have to be spelled out, my God, because you know, God, you're a God that sit high and you look low, my God. Jesus, and we call upon your name, Jesus. We're bombarding heaven tonight, my God, so that you can have your way in your people, Jesus. You see our troubles, you see our trials, my God. You see our problems that we're faced with. Oh God, but help us to realize, Jesus, that the enemy's gonna attack us even more than what we would attack the unsaved person, because God, he sees that there's a purpose in us. Lord God, he sees that you called us for a reason. He sees that you save us for a reason. Lord God, and he's mad, he's mad, he's mad. But Jesus, we're gonna stand up for you no matter what. Jesus, we're gonna continue praising you no matter what. We're gonna continue worshiping you, Jesus, no matter what. Because the devil, oh God, is a liar. He's a deceiver, Lord Jesus, and we will not fall for his trap. Lord Jesus, we fail to give in. We fail to bow to the enemy. And so, God, we are standing firm on your promise. Jesus, you promised that you will never leave your people. You promised that you will never forsake us, God. Jesus, and we are standing sure on your words tonight. Mighty God of Daniel, mighty God of Isaac, Abraham. Jesus, we're calling upon you, Jesus. Mighty God of David, you're the deliverer. Jesus, you're the way maker. Jesus, you're the one, my God, that we call upon when we're in trouble. Lord God, we call upon your name even right now. Lord God, for deliverance from the plans and the traps of the enemy. Lord God, knowing that all the devil is out there doing is trying to deceive and to devour your people. Lord God, because he knows the time is running short. Lord Jesus, but we're going to stand up in Jesus' name. We're going to stand on your promises, Jesus, because we know that, God, we serve a great, big, wonderful God, a God that's always victorious. A God that's always watching over us. You're the great, big, wonderful God. Jesus, we stand on your promise tonight. Lord God, we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness and high places. Lord, we are not, oh God, going to battle, my God, in the flesh. Lord God, we are putting on the spiritual armor of faith, and we're calling upon our God, Jesus, the God that answer by fire. Jesus, the God that answer, my God, with power. Jesus, the battle is not ours, God. Jesus, the battle is yours. The victory belongs to us, Jesus. And we're calling upon your name, that whatever the situation is in each and every one of your children's life, that God, you intervene right now. We're giving the battle to you, Jesus. Jesus, we're giving the battle to you. Jesus, more of you, God, and less of us. Jesus, let this self be slain. Mighty God of Daniel, we're living in the spirit, my God. So we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, Lord Jesus. And we're calling upon your name, Jesus, for your deliverance. Jesus, we're calling upon your name, God, to deliver your people, oh God, from the plans and the traps of the enemy. Lord Jesus, we will not stand back and give the devil, Lord Jesus, his way. We refuse to stand back, my God, and be quiet. We refuse to stand back, Lord Jesus, when we serve a mighty God. Jesus, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Stand by your people this evening, Lord Jesus. Intervene in each and every life. Hallelujah. Intervene in every life, Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done in each and every life, Jesus, Lord God. And when you shall bring your people out, my God, your name will be glorified. Your name will be blessed. Your name will be exalted, my God, because we know, God, the God in whom we serve. You're the God that said, let there be, and it was. Jesus, you're the God that speaks to that fig tree, and my God, immediately it dries up. Jesus, you're the same God of Daniel. Jesus, that delivered him out of the lion's den. Jesus, you're the same God, my God, that answer by fire. Jesus, and so we call upon your name, my God. Deliver your people, mighty God. Deliver your people, God. Uphold your people, mighty God, with your right hand of your righteousness. Jesus, we are calling upon your name because we need you. Lord Jesus, whatever problem we might be going through, we're giving it to you. Jesus, we're going to stay on our knees and we're going to give it to you. Jesus, we're going to stay on our knees, God, and we're going to give it to you. Jesus, let your power, my God, flow through this line. Jesus, help us to be on one accord, to call upon your name, Jesus, hallelujah. Deliver your people, mighty God. Jesus, deliver your people. Lord Jesus, whatever the situation is, I don't know. Lord God, I can only speak for me. But Lord, I'm praying for each and everyone on the line, and even those that are not saved, mighty God. Let your Holy Spirit fill them up, my God. Fill them up, Jesus. Come through for your people, mighty God. You see each and every individual needs. Jesus, have your way. Hear us when we call upon you, Jesus. Lord, you promised never to leave us nor forsake us, Lord God, and we're trusting you, and we're taking at your words. Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. Jesus, we, oh God, proclaim peace be still even right now. We proclaim peace be still in the lives, oh God, of your people right now. Let the storm, my God, come to a calm. Jesus, you speak to the very wind and it obeyed you. Jesus, we speak, oh God, to the situation that's in our lives. Oh God, I speak to it even right now. Tear down every stronghold. Jesus, tear down every stronghold. Destroy every plans and every traps of the enemy. Lord, we come against them even right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will, oh God, be done. Hear us, God, when we call upon you. Lord, we have no other help but you, mighty God. Don't turn your back on us, Jesus. We're humbling ourselves before you, God. We're repenting of our sins before you, Jesus. And we're calling upon your name for your deliverance, my God. Let your will, oh God, be done. Hear us, oh God, we pray, while we say thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thanks. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus, for waking us up this morning in our right minds. Without you, we are nothing, O God, and we thank you for your grace and your mercy that renews every morning, O God. This is the day that you have made, O God. We will rejoice and be glad in it. First, I want to ask that you forgive any sins that we have committed against you, O Lord. Any thoughts or words that were not like you, O God, I pray that you cleanse us. Have your way in our lives, O God. Lead us in your will, O God. Thank you for everyone on this line tonight and even those who couldn't make it. Thank you for protecting us and allowing us to still be in the land of the living. So many people didn't make it to see this day, O God, but you kept us. I pray that you look down on every household that is represented on this line tonight. You know each and every prayer request, O God. I pray against any plans and traps of the enemy, O God, anything that we are going through, O God, you are able to bring us through. Help us to not be discouraged. Help us to know that we have a friend in you, O God, and if we need you, need your help, we can come to you. You will not leave or forsake us, O God. We come against any plans and traps of the enemy in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, O God. Help us to not get weary in well-doing. Help us to trust you and let go and let you take full control of our lives. I pray that you strengthen our faith in you and that you will help us to stay rooted in you. I pray that you help us to not get distracted by the things of this world and that we will keep our focus on you, O God. I pray that you help us to be rapture ready and to stay ready because you are soon to come, O God. Anything that we need to do, I pray that you reveal it to us, O God. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made on Calvary, O God, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I thank you for everything that you do for us, O God. We believe you for these things that we ask of you tonight, O God. I thank you for these things in advance because you said that ask and it shall be given unto us. And we believe you for it, O God. I pray that you keep us covered under the blood, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to be able to come together, Lord. Thank you for the Tabernacle family and their families. Lord, continue to guide us and show us the way to go, Lord. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be able to put our trust in you. We know that the words that you say, that you say, we know we can depend on it. We can put our trust in you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for being such a wonderful Savior to us. Lord, please continue to guide us and show us the way to go. You said, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Father, we thank you for direction. We thank you for opening up our eyes of understanding to your word. Lord, there's nothing in this world that is able to detract us because we know that we can depend on you. You say if we walk uprightly before you, there's no good thing will you withhold from us. Lord, and I know that's true. So, Father, we thank you for goodness and mercy that follow us all the days of our lives. Lord, please continue to bless and keep us under your blood, Lord. Lord, you've been good to us. And we know that nothing can detract us from living the life that you're determined for us to live. Lord, we thank you for the strength that you give us. We thank you for the word. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, your word has been so good to us. It means so much to us. And we know that we can put our trust in it. Lord, whatever you say, we can believe it. We know it. We know it's going to come to pass. So we look forward to all that is need to be done. Yeah, all that we need to do that you said for us to do. Lord, we thank you for goodness, for your mercy. We thank you for being such a wonderful Savior to us. We thank you for day to day. Thank you for our families, Lord. We thank you for each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, we thank you for goodness, for mercy. We thank you for being there when we need you, Lord. Especially when we need you the most, you are always there for us. And we can look forward to that. And we can believe every word that you say is true and will come to pass. So all we got to do is to be strong and stand on your word, because we know that you are able to do all things and do them well. And we know that we should never forget the things that you have done for us. In the past, Lord, the years, things have been done for us, and we didn't even know it's you, but you were right there until now. You're still guiding us and showing us the way. And you promised to us that you shall never forget that the things that you have done, because we know that it's been so good to us. You've been always good. We thank you for goodness and mercy. Lord, thank you for being such a wonderful Savior to us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for keeping us in good health. Keep us, Lord. Lord, please continue to guide us and show us the way to go, because we know we need direction. We need guidance, Lord. We need you to keep our mind stays right. Lord, we thank you for keep our mind at peace. Lord, we thank you for the things that you have done and the things that you're doing in our lives. Lord, God bless. Lord, we love you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. And we should never forget all that you have done. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for being such a wonderful Savior. Lord, we love you. We adore you. We worship you. Lord, you says in your word that this day is our day. And we thank you for each and every day. Because if it wasn't for you, we don't know what day we wouldn't be even here. But you've been good each and every day of our lives. You've been showing us the way to go, the things to do, the way to do them. And Lord, nothing shall take us away from you. Nothing will detract us from you. And we depend on you for the things that you have done and the things that you're doing and all the things that you have planned, Lord. Lord, have your way. Have thine own way. Have your way, Lord. Let the words of my mouth, Lord, and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Lord, we love you. We adore you. We worship you. And again, I say, we thank you for direction, Lord. Lord, keep on directing us, showing us the way to go. Keep speaking to us, Lord. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Touch our families and our brothers and sisters. Lord, we love you. We adore you. We worship you. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and adorable name, Lord, and we thank you. And we shall not forget. We shall not forget what you have done and what you're doing and what you have planned for us. So let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Gracious God, our Father, we come to you right now, Lord God. God, first we come to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our lives, health, strength, food, clothing, shelter, Lord God. God, we thank you that you kept us on this day, Lord God. You kept us to this present moment, Lord God. And God, we say thank you, Lord God. God, we look to the hills from whence cometh our help, Lord God. Because all our help coming from thee and thee alone, Lord God. God, we thank you that you are our strength, Lord God. You are our keeper, Lord God. You are our shade upon our right hand, Lord God. The sunshine that smite us by day, nor the moon by night, Lord God. We thank you for your covering, your keeping, and your saving grace, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to keep us under your care, Lord God. Look on every one of us under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Bless us right now, Lord God. Continue to keep us, oh God. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for limbs, Lord God, for eyes to see, Lord God, hands to move, legs to walk, Lord God. God, we take nothing for granted, Lord God. God, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to give you the praise. We give you the highest praise today, God. Hallelujah, because you brought us from a long way, Lord God. You look beyond our force and you saw our need, Lord God. And God, we say thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for your covering over our people, Lord God, over our families, Lord God, over our children, Lord God, over our loved ones, Lord God, the sick and afflicted everywhere, Lord God. Stretch forth your hand into every hospital, Lord God, every nursing home, Lord God, even the prison bound, Lord God, sick hearts, sick minds, sick souls, Lord God. Touch right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Look on our communities, oh God, this world, this nation as a whole, Lord God, from north, from south to east to west, Lord God. Have your way right now, God. God, we believe your word. We stand on your word, Lord God. Oh God, you said in your word, Lord God, that you would not suffer our foot to be moved, Lord God. And God, we thank you, Lord God. With uplifted hands, we praise you, Lord God. We praise you for who you are, Lord God. You are our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end, Lord God. And God, we give you the praise, Lord God. We ask right now, Lord God, that you look upon us, oh God, and bless us, oh God, as we go forth, Lord God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, forgive us, oh God, if we said, if we thought wrong, if we did things that wasn't pleasing in your sight, Lord God. Forgive us right now, Lord God, but shape us and make us and mold us after your way and your will, Lord God. You are the potter and we are the clay, Lord God. Shape us right now, Lord God. Let your will continue to be done in our lives, oh God. And God, we ever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. God, it's your will in our life and your way, Lord God. It's not our will, but your way, Lord God. Your will and your way, oh God. Father God, right now, Lord God, as we continue to go forth, Lord God, if we can help somebody along the way, Lord God, and we know that our living will not be in vain, Lord God, if we can say a word, Lord God, if we can sing a song, Lord God, just a smile, Lord God, Father, for someone to see your grace and your mercy, Lord God. And God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father, we praise you right now, Lord King, because we know no good thing you will keep from us, oh God, and we praise you right now, Lord God. Father, look on us, oh God, and bless us in these times, Lord God. Oh God, there's no other help we know but thou, Lord God. You are our Savior, Lord God. You are our deliverer, oh God. You are our keeper, Lord God. And God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We praise you right now, Lord God. We love you with our whole hearts, oh God. We lift up our hearts to you, God. We lift up our lives to you, God. Everything that we are is because of you, Lord God. We live when we breathe through you, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. God, that you haven't forsaken us, oh God. We thank you that you kept us, oh God. Lord, you ordered our footstep, Lord God. And God, we say thank you right now, Lord God. God, we speak healing in the land, Lord God. We speak healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak healing right now, God. Sick heart, sick mind, sick soul, need healing, Lord God. Father, bless us, oh God, as we continue to go forth in your name, Lord God. As you lead and guide us, oh God, and all that we do and say, Lord God, we don't forget where you brought us from, Lord God. God, because you look behind our force and you see our need, Lord God. And God, we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you never left us and you kept us, oh God. You kept us, oh God, even when we was in our sin, Lord God. You kept us, and God, we say thank you right now. You've been a mighty God. You've been a loving God. You've been a forgiving God. And God, we say thank you right now, Lord God. You delivered us, oh God. You saved us. You set us free, God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We praise you right now for all things, Lord God. For all things, Lord God. Even the small things, God, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. Oh God, we ask right now, Lord God, that you continue to guide us, oh God, in this world, Lord God. There's trouble on every hand, but God, we thank you, Lord God, that your grace surround us, oh God. We thank you as we walk down your street, the mercies was around us, God, and we praise you right now, God. Oh God, we love you, Lord God, today. We glorify you, God. With uplifted hands, we praise you, God. Hallelujah, for all that you are, God, and we love you, Lord God. Oh God, we love you, God. Our hearts cry out today because of your grace and your mercy towards us. And we love you today, God. Oh God, continue to have your way, God. Walk with us, God. Guide us, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, as we go on in your name, God. Oh, God, as we see someone, Lord God, God, we lift them up, God. As we walk, we lift them up, God. God, we have you, just have your way, God. And we thank you right now, God. And we praise you right now, God. We love you with our whole hearts, oh, God. We ever glorify you, God. We thank and we praise you right now for all things, oh, God. For all things, we praise you for all things, God. We thank and we love you right now, Lord God. You said, suffer little children come unto me, for forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. And we praise you right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for bringing us into another day. Lord, we can come together this night and just honor you with our prayers, oh God. We can reach for your heart, oh God. We have this line of communication and we thank you for it. Father, I ask that you cover your people in this world right now. In all the crazy things that are going on, Lord, that you bring peace to your people. Across this globe, oh God, there is turmoil and anger and strife, oh God. And hatred and sin, oh Lord. But I pray right now that you bring your peace. I pray right now that you bring your Holy Spirit as the comforter, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, you told us if we lift your name up, if we lift you up, you will draw all men to you. So, Father God, we lift you and exalt you in this moment. And we ask that you draw us to you, oh God. Draw people to you, oh God. Draw them unto you, unto their healer, unto their redeemer, unto their way maker and their deliverer, oh God. You are the savior of the human race, Lord. All these people dealing with all their problems, you are the problem solver. No matter if it's addiction, oh God, no matter if it's alcohol abuse, oh God, no matter if it's fear, Lord God, no matter if it's anxiety, oh Lord, no matter if it's family issues or school issues or confusion, oh God, in someone's mind, you are the savior. You are the healer. And we call you this night, Lord, to have your way. Have your way in each and every one of our situations, oh God. Every home is built differently, oh God. Every person's life is made differently, Lord. But we want to walk according to your will. We want to walk according to the plan that you have for us. So let your will be done in our lives, God. Even with the struggles, oh Lord. Bishop taught us how to continue and press through pain, oh God, press through a struggle, press through a trial. So even in those moments when it feels like this is painful, Father God, help us to know how to press and to continue on and to remember that you will not let us go through this test without giving us the testimony. And we thank you, Lord God, that even though it might not be here right now, we thank you for the testimony. I speak it in Jesus' name that testimonies will happen. Testimonies will come. Lord, your people won't just suffer a long time, oh Lord. The Israelites, oh God, your people that lived in Egypt, oh God, they suffered and they struggled for years and years and years. But Lord, you brought them out. And when you brought them out, Lord, it wasn't just known only to them, but it was known across the world. So I pray for your people right now that are suffering, that are in pain, that are going through struggles, that story is not just for them, that you're going to bring them out, oh God, and share the story across the world. So Father God, in our lives, we thank you for this struggle. We thank you, oh God, for these trials, because Lord, it will lift us up and you will have your way and use it to encourage others. And we thank you for it, oh God.
I pray right now that you open people's eyes so they are no longer blinded to who you are, oh God, that you continue to soften people's hearts, Lord, that they may hear your word and be pricked in their hearts to have a changed life, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, I pray over your saints right now that they will not get weary in this time, that we will not be weary in this time, oh God. Hallelujah. Even though we have not been together physically, oh God, our spirits are still intertwined. Our spirits are still connected because we are one with you. We are one in this body of Christ. And I thank you, oh God, that even for this night of rejuvenation in our spirits and our souls, that we can come together, oh Lord, on one accord with one mind, oh God, and one heart to come before your throne of grace. Father God, even in this moment, Lord, if someone is sitting alone, oh God, let them know in their hearts and let them know in their souls that they are not alone, that we are together in this body, that we are together in the spirit realm right now, that we are in the presence of a king together, hallelujah, and that we are not alone. I thank you, O Lord, for keeping all of us safe, even through this 2 years' time, oh God, that even through this pandemic, oh God, you've kept us safe. For those who have been sick, for those whose family members have been sick, oh God, for any trials that have happened through this time, Lord, you kept us, Lord. You kept us. And just for keeping us, we say thank you. Just for waking us up another morning to see another day, God, we say thank you. We thank you, oh Lord. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Lord God, you don't have to open the skies for us and let your sun shine down on our rooms to wake us up in the morning. Lord God, you give us this breath to breathe. And for that, we say thank you, oh God. For the ones who got up out of their beds this morning and were able to walk, for that, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the little things and the big things, oh God. Hallelujah. Because you are truly our big God. We love you this day and we glorify you and honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Lord God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We praise you tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We lift up your name on high tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your name, hallelujah, is worthy to be praised, Lord God. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun, Lord God, hallelujah, to the going down of the same, Lord God, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, that name that is above every name is worthy to be praised. We say thank you tonight, Lord, for what you've done in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, from bringing us out from the bondage of sin, Lord God, in the name of the, if there's anybody even now, Lord God, that's sleeping around or drinking or smoking or doing things, Lord God, that don't glorify you, doing things that are disrupting our lives, Lord God, we ask you to disrupt theirs, not to call them out, Lord God, but Lord, that they can come to repentance, Lord God, because you are coming back, Lord God, hallelujah, for a church without spot or wrinkle. You are coming back for your people, Lord God. You are coming back, Lord God, for those who have the Holy Spirit. You are coming back, Lord God, on a cloud, Lord God. And Lord God, and the time of the rapture, Lord God, those who are dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those who are alive and remain will be caught up with you, Lord God, to meet you in the air, Lord God. And your word said, there is not your will that any should curse but come to be repentance, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, prick that heart, Lord God, hallelujah, that might even want to turn away from you, but prick it so, Lord God, that they're convicted, Lord God, to turn to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That person, Lord God, hallelujah, that's had terrible loss in their family, Lord God, that might have lost a husband, Lord God, that might have lost a wife, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, might have lost a child, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them comfort right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let them know, Lord God, hallelujah, that you died for them, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you will always be with them and you will never leave them and never forsake them, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you are their comfort, Lord God, that you are their joy, Lord God, and that you are their peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For those, Lord God, hallelujah, that might have marriage issues, Lord God, work on that marriage, Lord God. Prick both their hearts, Lord God, that they may turn back to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they may give their lives to you, Lord God, that they will lay their situation at the altar, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you said it's good for men and husband and wife to be together, Lord God. It's a good thing in your sight, Lord God. It's not you hate divorce. You want to hate divorce, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And those vows that were taken, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, are for a lifetime, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You know the needs of your people, Lord God. You know the needs, Lord God, and we're believing and trusting you right now, Lord God, to meet the needs of your people this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being a deliverer, Lord. You've delivered throughout your word, Lord God. You delivered Israel from Egypt, Lord God. You delivered Daniel from the lion's den. You delivered the three Hebrew boys from the furnace, Lord God. If you can deliver them, Lord God, you can deliver us from whatever we may be going through, whatever situation we're in. You can bring deliverance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And it's all because of the blood, Lord God, Lord Jesus, that you shed upon Calvary, Lord God. We just say thank you tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your goodness. We say thank you tonight, Lord God, for your mercy. We say thank you tonight, Lord God, for your love. We say thank you tonight, Lord God, for being such a wonderful Savior to us, Lord God. There is truly, 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 Lord God, hallelujah, none like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Buddha didn't do it. Muhammad didn't do it. Hare Krishna didn't do it. No one but you, Lord God. No one but you, Lord God. You came from heaven, Lord God. You came from glory, Lord, to come down and take on the form of a human being, Lord God, to go to the cross and die for us, Lord God, and to shed your blood, Lord God, that precious sweet blood, Lord God, that we can be saved, Lord God, that we can be saved from the hand of the enemy, that we don't have to go to hell. Hallelujah. We don't have to burn in the lake of fire forever, Lord God, but we can repent. We can come to you. We can boldly come to the throne of grace and obtain mercy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you even right now, Lord God, to look upon the first family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You know their need right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to look upon our pastor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our pastor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a man that is after your own heart. We thank you, Lord God, tonight for a man that is truly, truly, truly seeking you, Lord God. A man that truly cares for the ministry that you give, that truly care for the people of God, Lord God. Look upon him right now, Lord God. Give him peace within his spirit, Lord God. Continue to remind him, Lord God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Continue to remind him, Lord God, that if he casts his cares upon you, Lord God, he casts his cares upon you, you'll deliver him, Lord. I thank you for our first lady tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give her peace within her spirit, Lord God. Let her remind her, Lord God, not to worry, Lord God. Remind her, Lord God. Even if she cries, remind her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you were there, that when she was sick, you were there. When she went through her situation, you were there. And if you were there then, you are here now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look upon the first children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep your hand upon their lives, Lord God. We know the enemy is out to try to destroy them, Lord God. But Lord, you are greater than all, Lord God. And we believe you for their protection right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to look upon the members of Beulah, Lord God. We've been through so much the last year and a half, Lord God. We've had loss in our families. Some of them lost jobs, Lord God. Some of them might have lost their homes, Lord God. But Lord, you are a restorer, Lord God. Just like how you restored Job and gave him double, we trust you right now, Lord God, to bring restoration to every member in this ministry, Lord God. We just praise you tonight for being so good in our lives, Lord God. We praise you tonight for being that loving God. We praise you tonight, Lord God, because with you, all things are possible, and we will not forget to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because it all belongs to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to give you praise right now, Lord. Thank you for being our God. We thank you for loving us beyond ourselves, Lord. Lord, we come before you right now, open hearts and open minds, Lord, asking you right now to forgive us for things that we may have said or done, Lord, even thought, Lord. We ask you right now to just bless us and keep us, Lord, as we go before you in prayer, in this powerful night of prayer, and restoration, Lord. We ask you right now to bring healing to our minds, to our hearts, to our spirits, to our souls, Lord. We need it right now, Jesus. Lord, there is a spirit of fear in the world, Lord. And we ask you right now to remind us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That fear is not from you, but it is from the enemy, Lord. We ask you right now to help us to help our brothers and our sisters and remind them and let them know that you are the God that can do anything but fail, Lord. We ask you right now to help us, to help others come to an understanding that even though we are dealing with circumstances in our lives, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, Lord. Help us to see beyond the storm, Lord. Help us to see the rainbow. Help us to remember the promise that you gave to Noah, that life is still in the earth, Lord. We ask you right now to help us to understand that we are your people and we are not vagabonds. We are princes and we are kings and queens and we are peculiar people, Lord. We ask you to help us to understand that fear is of the devil. The fear does not come from you. Faith comes from you, God. Help us to remember that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Help us to remember that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Help us to remember that we are the head and not the tail. Help us to remember that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of sound mind, Lord. Help us to remember that we are yours, God. The enemy may come in like a flood, but Lord, you raise us up with the standard, Lord. We are yours, God. We are kings and queens, Lord. We have the authority to stand on serpents' necks, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you right now to help us to remember who we are. We are yours. You called us out, Lord. You helped us to be who we need to be, Lord. We are strong in you, Lord. Help us to understand that we are more than what the enemy may try to come and tell us that we are. Lord, help us to understand that when we see trouble, you have a way of escape for us, Lord. Lord, we just can't do this work without you, Lord. We ask you to just help our pastor, strengthen him, give him the wisdom only you can give him, Lord, to give to your people, Lord. Help our first lady as she continues to move in ministry, Lord, with her schoolwork, raising her family. Lord, help her to give her the strength that she needs to continue to move forward, Lord. Help Zoe, Sandra, and even Horace, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to give them the strength they need, Lord, because the enemy wants to destroy our families. Lord, you gave them to us. Lord, we ask you right now to give them, shield them from what the enemy is trying to do, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Give them the strength, the power that they need, Lord. No weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. It may form, but it won't prosper. It will not go through. And right now we are trusting in you, God. We are believing in you, God. We have your word to stand on, Lord. We are your people, God. The enemy wants to God, he wants to blind us, Lord. But Lord, we ask you right now to show us you, God. Show us your glory right now, God. Help us to understand that we are the fruits of your labor, Lord. You did not go to heaven, to hell, to get the keys and for us and for us to give it back to the enemy, Lord. Help us to understand that we are stronger than what the enemy has told us that we are. We are not weak. We are strong in you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for the healing, Lord. We thank you for our hearts being healed, Lord, not broken anymore, mended, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for our spirits being strong in you. Hallelujah, we thank you for your armor right now, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, putting on the helmet hallelujah, of salvation, Lord, the sword of the spirit, Lord. We thank you for your entire armor right now in your name, God. We ask you to just keep this family, Beulah, Tabernacle family, Lord. Help us to come together. Help us to love one another. Help us to strengthen one another. We are strong together, Lord. Help us to remember that we are stronger together than we are apart. Hallelujah. We thank you for the bind. We thank you for the love, Lord. We give you glory and honor and praise because the enemy wants us to be divided. He wants us to be divided. But we come against that right now in your name, God. The world is divided. We are not the world. We are your people. Remind us that we are your people. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. No matter what the government says, no matter what the news says, no matter what is being said on the internet, we are your people. We are your people. The enemy has no power over us. We are stronger. We are wiser with you, God. Help us to remember that we can't make it without you. Guide us, show us, teach us, love us. Give us the strength that we need to move forward in this life. Lord, we don't want anyone to be left behind. Lord, we ask you right now to let us go forth with your word. Hallelujah. Let us go forth with conviction and understanding that we are more than conquerors through your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm stronger with you, God. I'm stronger with my brothers and sisters, Lord. Let us not fight amongst each other, Lord. Let us remember that the enemy comes to divide. He comes to bring discord. And when you see that, you know that it is of the enemy. God is love. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to comfort one another. He wants us to strengthen one another. He does not want us to be so holy as thou that we step over each other. And that when we see a broken person in the street, that we just forget about them. When you see your brother or sister that's broken, you pray for them, you pick them up, you help them get to a healed place. Don't leave them behind. Help us to remember that we are our brother's keeper. We are our brothers and sisters' keeper. We love you, Lord. And we honor you and we praise you. Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the answered prayer. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the understanding of getting to know each other better, Lord, and getting to know you better, Lord. We thank you for everything that has been said and done. We thank you for things that are coming. The things that have already been said, we thank you for those things that have been done right now. And Lord, we just give you honor and praise and glory because you loved us beyond ourselves, Lord. You went to Calvary when no one else could. You died on Calvary when no one else could. You gave your life when no one else could. You saved us when no one else could. And we give you praise and honor and glory for you do it, or you are do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to become for you. Thank you for your protection from all dangers and harm. If we have done anything wrong, that is not pleasant into your that is not pleasant to you, O God. I ask that you can cleanse us and forgive us, O God. We pray for each and every family represented on this line tonight. and every family that couldn't make it, oh God. We pray for your deliverance from every plan of the enemy. We pray that you will give us the victory over every battle we are faced with. God, we believe you for your help in these troubled times. No matter what we are faced with, we are going to trust you to bring us through. Have your way in our lives as we seek your face in Jesus' name. As we seek your face, oh God. And I also ask that you help us to be unified. I ask that you can help us to speak the same language and share the same vision that you have for us, God. Lord, guide us and keep us on the right path. I pray that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No plot, no ploy, no scheme from the enemy will divide us or cause dissension in our church. Oh God, help us to stand united, to stand in unity. Stand in unity, oh God. We thank you for helping us when we are down, oh God. We thank you for protecting us, oh God. And I thank you for bringing us out of trouble, oh God. We thank you for giving your life for us on the cross, oh God. And we will seek your face every day, oh God. We ask that you can help everyone that is not strengthened, that is feeling weak and needs help to be strengthened, oh God. You know their strengths, their weaknesses, and every tiny detail about them. God, I pray that you draw them closer to you. Show them who you are. Let them see their need for you. Lord, capture their hearts and fill them with your spirit. Lord, I pray that they would seek you above all else, as they wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night, you will be on their hearts and their minds and hearts, that everywhere they go and everything they do, they should see you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we bless your name this night for this moment in your presence, united. We thank you right now. Lord, let there be a release of a fresh anointing right now, a fresh anointing upon every young person, a fresh anointing upon every woman, a fresh anointing upon every man. Lord, we lift a praise to you right now of hallelujah. Hey, we praise you no matter what we face. We praise you no matter what we're going through. We praise you no matter how hard the enemy fights. Hey, we bless you. Lord, you taught us to praise you in the midst of the storm. You told us to give you glory. You taught us how to stand. Thank you that you taught us how to handle whatever comes our way. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all, and you teach us to trust you when we can't trace you. Lord God, to believe you. Lord God, when things don't seem to make sense, to speak faith in the face of fear. And Lord, we thank you because nothing shall be able to separate us from your love. Oh God, that love that brings healing to our hearts, that love that reminds us that you will never let us go, that love that causes us to reflect on Calvary's sacrifice. Hallelujah, where you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son. Lord, that act of love that was the catalyst for our deliverance, it stands as a symbol of a love unmatched. Your love stands as a reminder of a love that is unmatched, the love of God. And tonight we thank you that no matter what we face, Lord, you can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You can feel what we feel. Lord, you know what we're going through. You know our frame, that we are but dust. But Lord, I thank you for the strength of the Holy Ghost that rises up within your people. And tonight, as we give you praise, Lord, our hands are lifted, our mouths are open. Shower afresh. Let there be a fresh shower upon your people, Lord God. Even those that are tired and those that are weary, Lord God, I thank you for a refreshing flow. For those, Lord God, that are concerned, burdened in their heart, oh God, I thank you for a refreshing flow. Lord, tonight we come with our hearts wide open, with our hearts open to praise you, with our hearts open to unburden ourselves. You told us to cast every care upon you because you care for us. And Lord God, tonight we bring the cares of our family and lay them at the foot of the cross. We bring the cares of our marriages and lay them at the foot of the cross. We bring the cares of our children and lay them at the foot of the cross. We bring the cares of our health, spiritual, physical, emotional health, and we lay them at the cross, at the foot of the cross. Lord God, you told us that you will keep our hearts in perfect peace if we would keep our mind stayed on you. And tonight, we come with our minds on you. We come with our thoughts towards you. Lord God, we lift each other up right now. No one left behind. For every man, every father, every husband, every brother, for every woman, Lord God, hey, for every mother, for every wife and every daughter, every granddaughter, every niece, hey, for all our young people, Lord, hey, for our sons and for our daughters, Lord God, we are praying for them now that they will hold fast to the profession of their faith without wavering. Lord, our sons and our daughters, we want them to be faithful in the word, Lord. We want them to grow up in the Holy Spirit. We want them to be nurtured in the things of God. Lord God, they have a charge to keep. You charged us to prepare them. You charged us to train them up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, God, we're not ignorant of the need of our young people. Oh, God, we're not waiting for tomorrow to get them ready. We're getting them ready right now. And we believe you for generational blessings in our home and in our ministry. You didn't start something that would end with one generation. You started something, Lord God, that's got potential for multi-generational blessings. And so we give you glory tonight. Hey, God, look on the leadership of this ministry. Look upon, Lord God, the leadership, Lord. Look upon the leaders of the men's ministry. Brother Paul, Lord God. Look upon the leader of the women's ministry, Sister Denise and Sister Sandra. Lord God, and Sister Charisse. Lord, look upon the leaders of the youth ministry. Oh God, Minister Hez and Sister Zoe and Sister Kaylee. Supported by Sister Bernadette Tinley and Sister Crystal Thompson. Look upon our Sunday school ministry, Minister Seth and Sister Davis. Look upon our missionaries, Lord. Look upon the Sunday school teachers. Look upon all the ministerial staff. Look upon Deacon Michael, Lord. Look upon Brother Sam, Lord. Hey, God. Look on our ushers, Lord. Look on the choir members, Lord. Hey, God, hey, God, hey, God, look on us, Lord. Hey, God, we know that greater. I speak it over somebody right now. Better is here and greater is coming. Lord, I bless you right now. We're not going to wait for tomorrow to claim our better. We're claiming our better right now. Better is here and greater is coming. Better is here and greater is coming. Lord, we bless your name tonight for this time within your presence. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for the keys. I thank you for the keys. I thank you for the keys. Hey, you've given us authority on the earth. And tonight, Lord God, I thank you because there is a peace. I speak over everyone right now. I come against that spirit of confusion. I come against that spirit of anxiety. I come against that spirit of fear. We bind it together tonight in the name of Jesus, and we loose peace right now on this line to every listener. Hey, somebody ought to say, I receive God's peace. I release peace in the name of Jesus. I release strength in the name of Jesus. I decree a thing and it shall be. We decree tonight and it shall be. It shall be as we say it. It shall be done in 21. We decree it. We declare it tonight and we speak it over this line. I pray now, Lord God, that we will hold fast to the confidence of these prayers, that we'll hold fast to the transparency of these prayers, that we'll hold fast to the integrity of these prayers. For whatsoever things we desire, when we pray, you said to believe that we shall receive them and we shall have them. And so tonight we end with great joy and rejoicing. Tonight we end with great praise and we bless you in advance. We won't wait till the battle is over. I feel a shout on the line right now. Ooh, do it, Lord. Do it in every home. Do it in every heart. Do it, Lord God. Do it in our minds. Do it in our psyche. Do it, Lord God, where it hurts. Do it where it hurts, Lord. Do it where it hurts. Ooh, pour in the healing balm of Gilead. And I bless your name right now. Lord, I thank you for a miracle. I speak, Lord God, over this congregation right now. We won't be afraid to thank you for our miracles. Lord God, and I'm not just speaking for one. Lord God, I praise you now for the deposit of a miracle in every home, as only you can. I praise you for the deposit of a miracle in every home. I praise you for the deposit of a miracle, right? In spite of the enemy's attack, in spite of the enemy's plans. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We spoil the plans of the spoiler. And we release the word of faith that will bring miracles, signs, and wonders to be unfolded. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High and declare that we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so, Father, we commend ourselves into your hands, spirit, soul, and body, and we declare this benediction over those that are listening to this prayer right now. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you are on this line right now and you want to give God a praise, I want you to open up your mouth and give God what he's worthy of. I want you to feel free to unmute yourself and open up your mouth and let the sound of Zion's voice be heard.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let Zion's voice be heard.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. to thank you, Jesus. Lord, have you
worthy.
Thank you.
Worthy to be praised.
Lord, I say yes. Thank you.
Father, we thank you on this night. We declare your goodness upon our lives. And we thank you now. We declare your goodness. We declare your goodness. We declare the Lord is good. Your mercy is everlasting and your truth endureth to all generations. We commit ourselves into your hands in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you on tonight. And by the grace of God, I want you to believe to see the goodness of the Lord. Not when you get to heaven, not in another generation. I want you to believe that God's going to show it to you right now. I want you to believe that God's going to show it to you right now. He's going to show it to us in the land of our living. God bless you tonight. Be at peace. Be at rest. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion that cannot be removed. We are the trees of the Lord, the planting of the Lord that cannot be removed. Planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth our fruit in season. Our leaves shall not wither. And whatever we do in honor of him, by faith, it shall prosper. God bless you, beloved. Thank God for you on the line tonight. Have a good night. God bless you. And we will see you next time in Jesus' name.